People were immediately suspicious of Alvin Green's victory in the June primary. He hadn't raised any money or run a visible campaign, but still beat a former South Carolina judge. And despite being unemployed, he managed to pay the $10,000 filing fee to run for Senate. Then it was discovered Green was granted a public defender last fall in a felony charge. So how did he pay that filing fee? Green says he saved his paychecks from the military before he was discharged. The South Carolina State Law Enforcement Division has now investigated that claim and determined it's true.
I aspired to run for office ever since I was a child. I knew I wanted to follow politics, and I thought I would start out locally and work my way up. But it just so happened to work out this way, and I'm taking advantage of this opportunity to make things better and get this country moving forward again.
Now, Green is the South Carolina Democratic Party's nominee to unseat Republican Senator Jim DeMint. This Sunday, Green says he will deliver his first campaign speech at a Baptist church in Manning, where he lives. Green says a local chapter of the NAACP extended that invitation, but he has no other plans for campaign rallies, fundraisers, or speeches.
No, nothing formal, nothing in particular, but I've been doing a lot of interviews on and getting the message out myself, at least as much as I can, pretty much. And then I think that the rest of that will take care of itself.
Green has been profiled in many major publications, but he wishes the media would focus more on his campaign issues of improving education and creating jobs, rather than his pending felony charge for showing obscene photos to a college student. Green has recently obtained a private attorney to represent him in that case. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.